morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with C.J. Peterson, and he's the communication specialist for SWPCO. Good morning to you, C.J.
Good morning, Yvonne. How are you?
I'm good. I hope you're the same, because I know you're here on a just kind of beginning a new job with SWPCO. How long have you been here now in this job?
Oh, gosh. I started out the beginning of January, so my 2022 started out pretty decent.
Yes, for sure. And that means you're still learning a lot, and there is a lot to learn about SWPCO. And saying that, the first thing, just in case we have some people in the area who don't know, what does SWPCO stand for?
Yeah, so it's actually the Southwest Iowa Planning Council, and what that means is a variety of things. So we touch everything from housing grants to, you know, economic development to infrastructure to, helping administer trail projects. If somebody needs a new bike path in town, or maybe somebody wants to open a new business, there's a revolving loan fund that we administer. We also administer the Southwest Iowa Transit Agency. You might see the SWTA buses driving around Southwest Iowa. I notice them a lot more now that I work for SWPCO.
Yes.
Because seems like every block I see a SWTA bus. But those buses, those rides are open to the public, and that's Southwest Iowa's Rural Transit Agency.
Yes, and we're going to talk some more specifically about some of those. But it seems, as you said this, that SWPCO, Southwest Iowa Planning Council, is here to help communities everywhere in Southwest Iowa grow.
Yes, and SWPCO actually was formed in 1975. It includes 8 counties in the Southwest Iowa region. So it's Cass, Fremont, Mills, Harrison, Pottawatomie, Page, and Shelby counties. So really this 8 county area in the bottom southwest corner of Iowa. And it's really a collaborative effort to leverage our resources, work together in order to make sure that we're improving the quality of life and creating collaborative opportunities for all of Southwest Iowa.
It's when you list those counties, it just impresses me that you have low population places, mm-hmm. and the highest one would be Council Bluffs is included?
Yes. So Council Bluffs is, obviously the largest city in the area. They're actually, not to get too deep in the weeds here, but they're represented by also the Metropolitan Area Planning Agency, which kind of goes into the Nebraska counties as well on the eastern side of that state.
So there's one of those groups you work with all the time.
You've
got to keep talking to each other and working on projects so they'll succeed. Before we talk about specifics in SWPCO, I want to talk a little bit about you, Chris. I understand you grew up in Atlantic, or at least graduated from here.
I was actually born here and raised here, went off to school, and then took a detour that eventually got me back into school, and getting close to finishing up here at the University of Iowa, but I'm happy to be back. And you and I actually talked about 15 years ago when I was in high school, and you had asked me a question, and if I was going to come back, and I said I don't think I ever will. And here I am.
So. And happy for it. I'm getting that sense that you're happy to be back. And so just a different perspective. I mean, when you're in high school, you look at all kinds of possibilities.
For sure, for sure.
Were you interested in the whole communication field at that time? I mean, did you help any? Maybe you were on the radio. I don't know. Did you write for the newspaper? Any of those things?
Yeah, so I actually was a reporter and then an editor for the Needle at the Atlantic High School. I worked on the school newspaper there, wrote a lot of, letters to the editor and the News Telegraph at that time. I was a very active young person, and I'm now an active old person as well. But I've always had an interest in local, development, and that has carried over into just keeping up with the communications field and now working for SWPCO to try to make Southwest Iowa a better place to live for everyone, including myself now.
And I understand that this position, communications coordinator director for SWPCO, is a new position. What do you see as their goal, their reason, and your goals? What is that all about?
Yeah, so it kind of goes back to the old question, you know, if the tree falls in the woods, you know, did it make a sound? And if we are bringing an infrastructure project to a small town, say it's a Randolph, for example, you know, they just did a big infrastructure project with their water systems and their sewer systems, and you know, to the tune of several hundred thousand dollars, and oftentimes those types of projects come to Southwest Iowa. Actually, SWPCO has brought over $53 million in grant funding to the Southwest Iowa region in the last 2 years alone. If no one knows about those benefits or that those types of activities are happening, and you know, oftentimes, you know, I had never heard of SWPCO prior to seeing the job posting, if I'm being honest. And I grew up here, you know, and SWPCO started in 1975, which predates me being born even. And that's just that's why I think it's so important for us to make sure that we are communicating the good that we're doing in the community, as well as letting folks know that, you know, there are opportunities for them in our communities. You know, we do a lot of, you know, first-time homebuyer, we do a lot of homebuyer assistance programs and grants of that nature as well.
So then let's talk a little more about the last thing you mentioned was housing, mm-hmm. and by helping first-time housebuyers. What are some of the other things that SWPCO has done or wants to do related to housing?
Yes, yeah, so housing is obviously an important issue for all of us, not just in Southwest Iowa, but anywhere rural. I think right now, you know, over in Omaha, they can build a development and, you know, they'll sell out before the houses start to go up, you know, and but out here, you know, we can bring all the jobs we want to our area, but unless those workers have a place to live, it's not going to be a very feasible long-term strategy. So, on the housing side, we have several, you know, we have a home buyer assistance program that provides, you know, low to no interest loans for down payment assistance. We do rehabilitation projects. We've also got a lead abatement program that's being administered by Nicole Rhodes. She's fantastic. They are actually assisting with lead mitigation, in especially in households with families who have children under the age of six, mm-hmm. Where there is lead present in the home. So lots of things happening in housing, not just for the existing housing stock, but also, you know, helping to fund, you know, new housing developments and projects.
So mentioning housing and building, one of the other things that I think I know that you're involved with is like community buildings. If there are needs in a town, needs some sort of community building, and maybe privately or publicly owned?
Yes. So we offer quite a few different resources. One of the things that you mentioned before we came on the air is that anytime someone mentions a grant that needs to be written, you know, folks know to go to SWPCO, and that is the case. I mean, we have, you know, very talented folks on staff that help with grant writing, that help with navigating those regulations and rules. You know, they can give you $5,000, but it's going to come with 5,000 pages of rules about how to spend it, right? So someone's got to help you navigate that, and that's extraordinarily important. So that's available to communities, and I will say, you know, if you have an idea for your community, you know, maybe you want to, you know you need a new rec center, but you don't know where to go about starting to raise the funds or have the community meetings to get things started. You know, a prime example of this is over in Elkhorn. We're working with a group of Iowa State University students who are in the community planning program. And as part of their course, they're actually helping to write a tourism plan for the city of Elkhorn. And that involves public input and lots of moving pieces there. But it's one of the myriad things that we do to help improve the communities here in Southwest Iowa.
We're visiting with C.J. Peterson, who is the communications coordinator for SWPCO, and talking about some of the things that SWPCO helps us with in our communities in eight counties. Another thing I wanted to mention, you mentioned helping with trails, and I don't know if that relates to infrastructure. Infrastructure is a big world. What does that cover? When you say infrastructure, what does that mean?
Well, I will say it's always infrastructure week at SWPCO. So
okay.
the trails. When we talked about the trail project, actually even the trail that runs right next to the building we're in right now, Levon, running from the baseball diamonds out to the Schulberg Recreation Center, was actually partially funded by a Regional Planning Authority grant that is administered by SWPCO. So we even touch those projects as well. So we actually have a grant application deadline coming up March 25th. If cities, counties, local school districts have a project that they're interested or they're working on starting for non-motorized transportation infrastructure or rehabilitation projects, we encourage them to visit our website at swpco.org and find out more.
So that's one of the ways to contact you is through the website. And, one other thing that I wanted to just mention is because people may not always know SWPCO, a lot of people know SWTA.
They do. Yes, and SWTA actually, we operate, all over Southwest Iowa. We operate taxi services in Glenwood and Atlantic and Missouri Valley and Red Oak and Shenandoah. We offer, we have a ride program that goes between the Iowa Western campuses and Council Bluffs and Atlantic. We offer medical trips. And by the way, the taxi service is an excellent feature. I never really knew much about it as a kid, but it's $2.50 each way. It's $2 each way if you're over 60 years old, and just an excellent feature that we have, especially as transportation, is an issue for a lot of folks in rural communities. We do offer a work route, several work routes from several of our communities, and one of those is from Atlantic to Oakland Foods, and that can be signed up for at the Human Resources Department over at Oakland Foods. But lots of different ways to ride. I think growing up, I thought it was for elderly folks and disabled folks, but that's not all of what we do.
All right. Well, there's so much, and if people have a question, they need to contact you on the website. Or, of course, you have a phone number also in Atlantic or other areas.
Exactly. We can actually be reached at 712-243-4196.
Okay, thank you very much, C.J. Peterson, for visiting with us. And until next time, here is a thought. We all have different gifts, so we all have different ways of saying to the world who we are.